A facility to train nurses for the growing healthcare industry in Western Massachusetts is expanding. The UMass Amherst College of Nursing Tuesday showed off its newly expanded laboratory in the Springfield Satellite Campus, where students can train on patient simulators with the same equipment they'll find in most modern hospital rooms.
And so we have an alarm here where the nurse needs to go to the bedside, assess the patient, and stop the monitor. So it's important that our students know how to use the equipment.
Stephen Cavanaugh, dean of the College of Nursing, said applications for admission to the 17-month nursing program have nearly doubled since it moved to the UMass Center in Springfield in 2017.
Well, we currently have over 80 students doing the accelerated Bachelor of Science in Nursing program through UMass Amherst. Next semester in the fall, we'll be adding another 95 to those. So we're having a really excellent recruitment to this program here in the Springfield Center.
Many of the students enrolled in the program are from the Springfield area and will seek employment in the region after graduation.
Oh, the Springfield Center is absolutely essential for us. For one thing, the growth in this sector has just outstripped our ability to manage these students on the Amherst campus. And so this has provided an outstanding facility, a modern facility, to be able to train students for jobs, as many of our students will be employed in local hospital facilities in Western Massachusetts.
The expanded lab features $720,000 in vital signs monitoring equipment donated by Washington-based Space Labs Healthcare. It includes fetal maternal monitors, ambulatory blood pressure monitors, multiple nursing monitors, and invasive cardiac outputs.
This is expensive equipment which we would not normally have had, but it really enables our students to be fully equipped to meet many of the challenges they're going to face in the future world of work. And I say, I like the idea that we can train students here in a safe environment. They can make their mistakes here, they can do it safely, we can work with them, so that really the transition into work is as smooth and as productive as possible for the employer.
Megan Paw, a student in the accelerated program, said using the equipment in the lab has taught her a lot.
Well, this is very realistic. I mean, this new simulation lab is very realistic to what you'd find in the hospital. So I find it to be really helpful when I do go into the hospital to kind of know what to look for. And
Sujit Kumar, president of Space Labs Healthcare, said the company benefits from the feedback it receives from nursing students using its equipment.
The donation of the equipment is just one part, but then how do we then work with, you know, the nurses, not only nurses in practice, but nurses who are in school right now, equip them with what we have and learn from them and design tools that make their lives easier as they grow up.
The UMass Satellite Campus in Springfield, located on the second floor of the Tower Square office building on Main Street, opened in September 2014 with an initial enrollment of 300. More than 1,000 students are now enrolled there. In addition to nursing, there are programs in information technology security, addiction counseling, education, and a part-time MBA program. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.